Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
I'll pivot off that because we're sitting here on March 18th and the presumption around the league is that the momentum is there for the Bears to take Caleb Williams in 5 weeks and we'll all go, okay, the new era has begun with the chosen one. Caleb Williams is a guy who's lived a lot of his life up to now in the spotlight. He's been very well regarded and you know, very brightly lit and all of those things. Your career to me is fascinating on a number of levels because it had it all. You had expectation. You had excellence, you had injury, you had recovery, you had resurgence, you had the ending that we just talked about. And so you went through the entire gamut of possible experiences in the NFL. When you think about a kid coming into this situation, you know this city, you know this building, you know what it's like to be a first round pick and to have people expecting as much out of you as you expect out of yourself. What do you think when you think about Caleb Williams' arrival, and what advice would you give him as he tries to get his feet on the ground if he is indeed here in 5 weeks?
You know, the irony of you saying when he gets his feet on the ground, the thing I love about his game is that he bucks trends. He says, screw your rules. You can't put me in a box. I'm going to play the game how I want to play. And more often than not, his feet are off the ground, Dan, when he's making these plays,
right.
Throwing the football. I love that. You know, I've always been a guy that, I marched to the beat of a different drummer. I had a unique skill set on the football field as an offensive lineman. And with that comes an appreciation for other guys who seem to have a unique skill set. And this guy, Caleb Williams, jumps off the page to me, not only from a throwing perspective, but a creativity perspective. He makes the game look like art. And when you watch a guy where you can't quite, he has a je ne sais quoi about his game. He's got it. I mean, I what more do you want me to tell you? I mean, you can watch 30 minutes of highlights of the guy and some people aren't convinced, but he gives me, in my opinion, he gives the Bears the best chance moving forward at the quarterback position. And when you watch the Super Bowl, when you watch these playoffs, it's the quarterbacks that have a je ne sais quoi,
yeah,
that tend to win these Super Bowls. And, you know, I got to play with Patrick Mahomes for a year, and the things he's able to do, the shapes he's able to shift into, the quarterbacks he's able to morph into at the drop of a hat when things aren't working, when they're dropping eight and rushing three, and he's got to stand back there, and he can be frustrated at times because things aren't happening as quickly as his mind processes. He has to become someone else, and when they ask him to run the read option, he does it with relative ease, and he looks like Lamar Jackson. He goes on the road to Baltimore and slays the dragon of the Baltimore Ravens. He goes up to Buffalo and beats the giant, Josh Allen. And there's just, you need a quarterback that gives you, instead of fear, he gives you faith and hope. And
belief, right?
It's not a guy that you can win with. It's a guy that you can win because of. And I think that's Caleb Williams. And he is...
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
somebody that you're going to love. If you don't know him, if you haven't watched the film of him, just wait. And for the guys on the team that obviously are frustrated, you can't change the past. You can't change the decision that's been made. Your best buddy, Justin Fields, your guy, your leader, he's no longer on your team. And that's a really hard thing about the NFL. Your friends aren't going to be there forever. But the beauty of the NFL is you're going to make new friends every year.
Right.
And I think maybe you got a really cool friend coming down the pipeline here, whether it's Caleb Williams or whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May. You got to give this guy, whoever it is, an opportunity. In my mind, it's Caleb Williams. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. I don't know how you feel, Dan, but
no, I mean, look, like I just think it's an opportunity that is incredibly exciting, especially for a franchise that has never experienced what this is like to have a quarterback who can be the engine of a run of, you know, 10 years of contention. That hasn't been open here since the 80s. You know what I mean? And so to not be excited about that is to just have your head in the sand and be stubborn, you know?
Look, so I understand people really like to beat themselves up and people really enjoy this thing. You know what I mean? Like that comes along with being a Bears fan. And there's a ton of franchises in all sports that kind of adopted this woe is me, but they really enjoy it. They kind of get off to beating themselves up a little bit. And I feel like we can be guilty of that as Bears fans at sure. times. It's time to go out outside and look, put your eyeballs directly into the sun. You can go psycho Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers, and you don't have to go ayahuasca. Just put your eyeballs directly on the sun and just try to manifest some good stuff, because I think it's really coming for us Bears fans. And the defense looks great. Eberflus has his finger on the pulse of this team, and when this guy walks in the building and turns heads day one, it's going to be obvious to the guys on the team, and they're going to buy in. And hopefully the core of youthful, talented players are on board with having their minds change a little bit. If the youth is as progressive as I think it is now, Dan, I think that the number one pick has a chance to really blossom.
Do you tell Caleb Williams to take the Kyle Long approach and stay on Twitter, or you tell him to take the Mitch Trubisky approach and go zero dark 13 and get the hell off of there in the role that he's going to be in?
I don't think Caleb Williams needs any advice from me, because I think he's a tremendously bright young man, and I think he will stay on Twitter. He will remain face to the public, because he understands how important his brand is. And also, first and foremost, your relationship with the people who you are now ingratiated with, you are now family with. It's thicker than blood in Chicago when you're a Bear. So he's going to take every opportunity he can, as he should, to strengthen the bond, to strengthen the relationship with the fan base, because that's the smart thing to do. And I think that's what the fans should do with him as well.